Today's Shia Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tov Reish Yud Tes, Siman, referring to Seder Leil Yom HaKippurim, the order of the night of Yom Kippur and Tefillah. Aleph, Leil Yom HaKippurim, Noagim Sh'omer Shliach Tzibur, on the evening of Yom Kippur, we'll see this is really before nightfall, the minhag is for the Shliach Tzibur to say, B'yeshiva Shal Malo, B'yeshiva Shal Mata, Aldas HaMokoim, the Aldas HaKol, in the yeshiva on high, in the yeshiva down here, al das hamakoim, with the das and the makoim and the kahal, anu matirin lispalel im arvyonim, we matir, and we allow those that are our arvyonim to daven with us. We are allowed to daven with the arvyonim. We'll see what that means in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan aleph sho'emer shliach tzibur v'ashav omer hagodol shevachol ir. Now he says that the minhag is for the gadol in the city to recite Kol Nidre. That's why a lot of times you see in shuls, especially yeshivas, they'll have the Rosh Yeshiva or the Gadol or some big Rav saying Kol Nidre, even if he's not going to actually be davening Ma'ariv. V'tzarech l'tzarif od shnayim, and you have to go ahead and have two other people flanking him. V'omrim v'yeshiva, and he starts out, v'yeshiva shel ma'ala u'v'yeshiva shel mata. Sheha'yeshivas maskim l'tzarif das ha'makon das ha'kol, that they ask him to go ahead and bring the Das HaMakom and the Das HaKol to be Matir Es HaRayonim, to allow those that are over may HaRayon HaSoin from their Averis. And what is an HaRayon? Mishnah Berurah says, HaRayon Nikra Mishavar HaGzeira. See what the HaRayon we're talking about here, someone who went against the Gzeira of Tzibur, where the Tzibur demanded something and he went against it. Osha of our Avera, or he did an Avera, Umavar Lael Basiman Nunhei. Obviously, it's a serious Avera. The Im Nidu Ein Mitzarfin Isai, the Chodar Rakdusha. And we know earlier, we saw in Siman Nunhei that if someone was put in Cherem, we do not go ahead and can allow him to join up to any Darvisha Pekdusha to be part of a minion. And you could also go ahead and be Machmir, not to make a condition in the nidui in the cherem, not to daven with him in the Beis HaKnesses, yash sheyesh sham asara, even if there is a minion, not to allow him to daven with you in the shul, b'shema hisnu, and it could be that they made that condition, al kain matirin anu, k'dei shenuchal l'spalim, and therefore we are matir, we allow him so that he can daven with us, b'chol tainas sibur, she'ein bo miposha yisrael, eino tainas, any kindness of the tzibur that doesn't have the posha Yisrael, the sinners of Yisrael, with them in the tainus, in the tefilos, not a tainus, shari chelbana, shari chara, if the chelbana, which is bad smelling incense that is part of and counted with the in simonei haketores, the Torah counts it as part of the spices of the haketores, even though it's a bad smelling one. The idea that the arvayonim are part of the tzibur and we need them involved in our kapara. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. V'nagim sh'omer kol nidre. And the minhag is to say also kol nidre v'chulei. So we say first yeshiva shel ma'ala, yeshiva shel mata, and then kol nidre is also recited. Then v'achar kach omer shechianu, and then after kol nidre shechianu is said below kos, without a kos. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis and Ogim Shomer Kol Nidre. He named Minag Kadmainim. This is an old Minag from way back when. Haya, an ancient Minag. Haya Lemar, Yom HaKippurim Sh'avar Ad Yom HaKippurim Zeh. You'd say in the Kol Nidre, from the past Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur, as part of the Kol Nidre. V'haysa Kavana, and the Kavana was Lahatir and Adarim Ushuais, Shekvar Nadru, and the idea was to be Matir, the Adarim and the Shuvos that were already made. Vinishbo, and then right, we're already the Dharma made and Shvu was made. Pen Avarachad Aleihem, because perhaps someone was over one of these Nedarim or Shvuos, and if we retroactively annul them. Rabbi Natan Hikshel, Rabbi Natan, however, asked on this super stark kasha, and it's not pashut that one can go ahead and do this. And the truth of the matter is, we also made already Hataras Nedarim. L'chein Higia sheyesh lomar. Therefore, he says what should be really said is miyom kippurim zeh ad yom kippurim haba, from this Yom Kippur to the next Yom Kippur. Aleinu v'akavana lasnos al nedarim, and the idea is to go ahead and make some type of condition on the nedarim sheyidur mikan laba, to go ahead and make a tnai, a stipulation on future nedarim shelo yachul, they should not take effect. U'mahani tnai zeh, and this stipulation works. If you don't make a stipulation later on when you make the neder coming up, meaning when you make the neder, you don't remember that you made the stipulation. But if you remember making the stipulation, and even so you make the neder that year, you get rid of the stipulation that you made in Kol Nidre. He says the minhag is like Rabbeinu Tam to say miyom kippurim hazeh al yom kippurim haba. Lefize tzarech leimar di nidarna umishtibana, which is a lashon asid. Magen Avram masik, and Magen Avram concludes that filu Rabbeinu Tam gam ken yilchol lomar b'teva achas din darna. You can say instead of di nidarna, you can say din darna. The lashon zeh gam lahaba mashma, because that lashon of din darna, okay, also includes the future. And you don't have to say di nidarna. Ba'kal yomru im shliach tzibur belachash, and the kal should say kol nidre together quietly with the shliach tzibur, the ein tnai hashliach tzibur, moel tzibur, because the stipulation that the shliach tzibur says is not going to work for the tzibur. They have to themselves say it. Shomei ka'oner apparently does not work for this. It also seems to be that what we say in kol nidre, the our minhag is to have Rabbeinu Tam and the old minhag, meaning if you in Eretz Yisrael, we have Luach Eretz Yisrael, we have Miyom Kippurim Sha'avar Ad Yom Kippurim Zeh, Miyom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Ha'ba. So this way we have everything mentioned in the Kol Nidre, and everything is good, both minhagim. And afterwards, after Kol Nidre Shechiyanu is recited without the kos, here too the tzibur says the Shechiyanu together with the shliach tzibur. The tzibur says it quietly along with him. And it's good that he should beforehand finish his bracha for himself, a little before the Shliach Tzibur, Kedishim Nisayim, Shliach Tzibur, Abracha, so that when the Shliach Tzibur finishes Bracha, Yomru Amen, they can say Amen to his Bracha. We come upon Yeshli Shliach Tzibur, Lizar, Shikavim, Lotiyat Tzibur. Regardless, the Shliach Tzibur should still have Kavanah to be Mekavim, the Tzibur, even though the Minhag is for everyone to say along with him, Ki Mi Mehem, Shiyirtza, Letzeis Bebrechasa, for those that want to be Yotze with his Bracha, so he should have Kavanah, even though seemingly everyone is saying along with him, you should have wanted to be yotzei them as well. Sif katan dalad below coast the kevan demevarach shachianu, since he is saying shachianu afilu emu adayin mibaod yom, even though it is still day kibla alei kedushas yom hakipurim, it's already establishing the day as Yom Kippur v'aser lemishte. As we'll see, Kol Nidre is recited when it's still light out, but once you say shachianu, it's also to drink because Yom Kippurim has been accepted. The nasiv latinok, and if you would give it to a tinok, let's say why not have a kos and give it to a tinok? So this is a Gemara in Erevin. Asi lemisrach l'shtos b'yom Kippurim, it might come out of habit. The child might come to drink on Yom Kippur. Afilu even kishiyagiel l'shnasi gimel, even when he becomes bar mitzvah. Yisatef b'talis mibod yom. So people should go ahead and put on the talis for Yom Kippur when it is still day, that's why they can make a bracha. You shouldn't do a laila in the, because at night we don't make the bracha because of the suffix and the machlokas we've shown him. And afilu al ksus hamayuchad liyayim, even on a ksus that is a day clothing, we do not make a bracha on. Again, this is based on machlokas we've shown him, suffix brachas lahakel. Ayin la'el simen yitches, siv kapn zayin, mishne brura. We never go ahead and make a bracha on tzitzis at night. Therefore, we put it on before shkia, and we say the bracha on the talis. We continue on in the Rama. V'yachakach misbalam arvis, after shechianu, we go ahead and we daven Ma'ariv. V'nagim lamar kol nidre ba'odo yom. And the minag is to say kol nidre when it's still day, before nightfall. U'mamshich b'nigunim ad halayla. And continue on with singing until nighttime, until it's time to go ahead and daven Ma'ariv. Many shuls, as you know, have an appeal. They make a kol nidre appeal. Then in yeshiva, by us, in the Maseret, we follow this and we have nigunim. After kol nidre, we sing until it's time for Ma'ariv. The truth is, we have both. We sing nigunim and we have a little bit of a drasha from the Menahel. V'ayimrim oisa shalosh pa'amim. And kol nidre is recited three times. Kol pam magbiya kolo yoisa mirishona. And each time, the minhag is to say the kol nidre a little louder than the previous time. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan ches be'odo yom. We say kol nidre when it's still day. Afal gavda anu sayim karabinu tam. Even though we hold a karabinu tam, u'masnin, and we're making a stipulation, Allah haba, shalo yachul, that it should not go ahead and take effect in the nidarim of the future. So therefore, l'chayra, it's not a problem because you're not doing real hataras nidarim. Bikomakom, dami ksas lafaras nidarim. It's still similar somewhat to hafaras nidarim, which aim the fear in b'shabbos v'yom tov, which we do not go ahead and do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Hu Adin Yom HaKippurim, and also Yom Kippur. So since we don't do that on Hafaras Nedarim, real Hafaras Nedarim on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur, so therefore we start the Kol Nidre when it is still day. The truth is, in our Nusach, we also mentioned the previous year, so it's even more dummy, Hafaras Nedarim. Back to the Ramah. V'chein Omer Hashliach Tzibur, Shalosh pamim, v'nislach, l'chol, adas, v'glimah, etc. V'akol om shalosh pamim, v'yayimer Hashem salachi kidarecha. And then the Kahal answers three times, v'yayimer Hashem salachi kidarecha. So the Shiach says, v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, right, etc. And then everyone says, v'yayimer Hashem salachi kidarecha, three times. And then he says, the kehila, the shliach tzibur, should not change from the minag of the city, even with regards to the different nigunim and the piyutim that they say in that community. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan. It should be Zayin, but we skipped Vav. So let's go back to Sif Katan Vav. So it said that you should sing the nigunim until the Laila, if this time after Kol Nidre, since it's Kedei L'Spal Arvus B'Layla, in order to daven Ma'ariv at night, and Medayin Lo'egiyah Zman Kriyashma, and even after the Nigunim, if you didn't reach Zman Kriyashma, Yomru Ezem Mizmorei Tehillim Kodim Arvus, you should say some Tehillim before Ma'ariv. Again, as I said, shuls sometimes have appeals, have the Rav gives it Rasha, Kol Nidre it Rasha, Sifkat and Zayin, Afil B'Nigunim, so at the end of the Ramad said that the Shliach Tzibur should not switch up the Nigunim that the Kahal of that community knows. Ki al yedei zeh sifkat zayin. What's the reason? Because if you switch it up, mevalbel das hakol. If you switch up the nigunim of the community, the kahal is going to be confused and not going to know, right, what to say, how to say it, and it should be, easy for the kahal to follow the shliach tzibur. Then he says, ein omrim ba'ava kodesh mikra kodesh. In the tefillah, you don't say ba'ava mikra kodesh. But in the places that where they do have that minag, one should not switch it up. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you don't say Elokeinu Elokei Avseinu Retzeinu Nuchaseinu. To cave into Yom Tanis, since Yom Kippur is a Yom Tanis, ain't kol kach ratzon v'nuchaseinu. It's not such a ratzon in the menucha of Shabbos because you're not. It's not a because you're not eating. On the night of Yom Kippur and the next day, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed out loud. Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Ches, Duhu Shiras HaMalachim, because Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam is the song of the Malachim, of the malachs up there in Shemayim, uviyom akipurim gam Yisrael dome lemalachim. On Yom Kippur, Bnei Yisrael are like malachim, and therefore we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso out loud. Sif Gimel, imchal b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, omer v'yechulu. You say v'yechulu after Ma'ariv, uvracha achat me'ein sheva, and you also say the the bracha achat mein sheva, which is magen avayis beidara mechayim esim uvatfila omer sifkat and tes uvatfila omer says the chal b'shabbos says tefila you say v'titen lanu Hashem elokeinu bi'ava es yom haShabbos hazeh ves yom tzom hakipurim hazeh. So v'titen lanu you say but when it falls out on Shabbos you say es yom haShabbos hazeh ves yom tzom hakipurim hazeh. Sifkat and Yudin. You also say ubracha achat mein sheva. The Torah lomar b'zeh hamelach hakadosh she'ein kamoh. When you instead of saying hakel hakadosh she'ein kamoh, you say hamelach hakadosh she'ein kamoh. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. So you say v'yichu and ubracha achat mein sheva v'chosei mekadesh haShabbos. The way you end it off is like you always end off the bracha achat mein sheva is mekadesh haShabbos. Ve'eno maski yoshal Yom Kippurim. But you don't mention Yom Kippurim. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph. Eino maski yoshal Yom Kippurim. This is bracha zu eino ba b'shul Yom Kippur. This bracha achas mein sheva that you say after v'yichulu on a Shabbos is not coming because of Yom Kippur. It's only coming because of Shabbos. That lo imchal Yom Kippurim be Yom Chol. Because if you have Yom Kippur on a weekday, ain sarach lomar ba bracha achat mein sheva. We don't say the bracha achat mein sheva. We don't say that bracha. Right during a weekday Yom Kippur, and therefore, although we say Hamelech Hakadosh in the bracha, the Siyum Habracha, the Chasima, is Mekadesh HaShabbos, like every bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva. Sif Dalad. Well, before we do Sif Dalad, let's just look at the Ramah at the end of Gimel. Ve'ein Omrim Avinu Malkeinu B'Shabbos. You don't say Avinu Malkeinu in Shabbos. Aval Shara Slichos V'Tchinos Omer Kamo B'Chol. However, the rest of the Slichos and Tchinos of Yom Kippur, we do say on Shabbos like on Chol. So the only thing we don't say on Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos is Avinu Malkeinu Sif Dalid. Tzarech Lamid Echad Liyamin Shliach Tzibur V'Chad L'Smal. You should have someone standing to the right and to the left of the Shliach Tzibur. Sif Katan Yud Beis. K'derech Shematzinu Eisel Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. Like we have by Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. She'Aron V'Chur Tamchu B'Yadav. Aron and Chur, they were the ones that right held up their hands, held up Moshe's hands. V'Yachshav HaMinag Sh'Oim D'Meg Zal HaChazan Ad Achar Baruch Hu. Now he says the minag is to stay by the Chazan until after Baruch Hu. V'Mchal B'Shabbos Sh'Omer Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And if it falls out on Shabbos, and they say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Kod Nem Baruch Hu, before Baruch Hu, Yicholom Lazor Lom Komom, these people can come back, go back to their seats, B'Tchilas Amiras Mizmor, in the beginning of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Right, the poskim all bring up how this doesn't seem to be our minag today. Our minag today is really only to have the two people to the right and the left during Kol Nidre, and it's not even so much because of the Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron and Chur recreation, with Aaron and Chur being on Moshe's side, but rather there it had to do with because it was an appearance of a Hataras Nedarim to have three people up there. Sif hey, Yesh She'omdim al Ragleim Kol Hayom V'Chol Hayom. There are those that stand on their feet all day, all night on Yom Kippur. Sif Katniv Gimel V'Chol HaLaila. Hainu B'Shas Tfila B'Laila. It doesn't mean you stand up all night of Yom Kippur. It means standing up for the whole Ma'ariv of Yom Kippur. Dimlo Kain, because if it didn't mean this, meaning that you actually stood the whole night, Lo Yuchal Espal B'Yom, Ki Yisnamnu, you're not going to be able to daven by day, because you're going to doze off. V'tam Ha'amita, the purpose of standing during the Tfilos, is Liyos Dugmas HaMalachim, is to be like the Malachim. V'Nashim Lo Yamdu, women don't have to stand like this, no Indian of them standing the whole Tfilah. V'Yaf HaNashim Meshoyin Lashon, and even the men who stand, if they want to go ahead and lean on something, it's not like the Amida that we have, let's say, in Shemoneh Esrei, where you're not supposed to lean on things, okay? So here, if we're talking about just standing for the whole davening and all the slichos and all the chazar shas, you'd be able to lean on things, aleizah davar im nechashu, if you're feeling weak. Gam yizaru ba'atzmam masha kol adam mechuyav lizayar. Person has to also be careful in during the davening, that everyone has to be zahir and careful in, namely shelo yishu nigveim v'yavru al kol tashaksu, that you should not stand there and stay there in davening, holding in. If you have to go to the bathroom, you should go to the bathroom, so you're not over bal tashaksu. Sif vav. Nogin lo lum beis hakneses. The minhag is to sleep or to stay overnight in the shul. Lo marshiros v'sishpachos. So lo lum doesn't really mean sleep; it means to stay overnight in the shul, saying shiros v'sishpachos. Kolalaila, meaning to the minhag is to all night long be praising and singing shiros hishpachos tehillim all night long of Yom Kippur. Sifkat and Yedalid lalun bebeis knesses ulavushkas alavush writes mutar lechta lishon bebeis. It's better for them people to go home, not to stay in shul all night. Ki mishaneir balaila, because someone who's going to be up all night doing this and having shiras and shabachos, unless he has a tremendous, crazy, wild kochos, yashem bayom, ve'eino omer, he's gonna sleep by day, he's gonna be shluffy by day, he's not gonna be able to daven bekavana, ve'imishum shmiras haneros, and if it's in order to have someone guarding the lights in the shul at night, yiskeru shomer, better to hire a shomer, someone to guard. Kasav b'shla, kodem sheisha, the b'shla writes, before a person goes to sleep on Yom Kippur night, Yomer arba mizmorim arishonu shebetehillim, you say the first four mizmorim of Tehillim. Shehem shmira lekeri, because this is these Tehillim are considered a shmira, a protection from keri, right? And if this way, the idea is to protect yourself as much as you can from keri, okay? Because this is an iser of tevila on Yom Kippur, and also with the Malachim. Then he continues on the Mishnah Berurah, Kriya Shema Shekorin L'chol Yoyim, and this is besides the Kriya Shema that we say every day, meaning besides the whole Mahalach that we have with Kriya Shema Lamita and all the things that we say, these four Tehillim should be added. The Tov Shelo Yatov Bekorin V'Ksasai Sevachamin, and when he goes to sleep, he should not wrap himself in blankets, pillows, blankets that will warm him up, because that also will lead to keri. Yaakov panim lo yichaser aglav, minimally you shouldn't go ahead and cover his feet. Again, the warmth could possibly bring on keri. Rama, if he is in the shul all night and he's going to be shluffing a little bit, besides the shiros shabachos, he says totally shown rechok min aron. If you're sleeping in the shul, you should be sleeping distant from the aron. Someone who's not going to be saying the tishbachos and the shiros in the shul should not be sleeping there at all. Because maybe if you're sleeping, you will lay off gas. You should be distanced from the aron. And he says, right? And shiros alayla, you shouldn't sleep there. The tam heter shena, who the whole heter to sleep in the shul, who mishum shalansham b'tzarech mitzvah, because he's sleeping there b'tzarech mitzvah. L'chein mutolishon, therefore you're allowed to sleep there. And therefore here, if you're not going to be doing shiros v'zishbachos, better to be at home. Tov l'mod b'yom kippurim, mishnayis m'seches yuma. It's good to, on Yom Kippur, learn mishnayis m'seches yuma. Gam l'mod ma'maymarim mi'sof yuma. Also, different ma'marim, different statements and agadatas that you have there at the end of Maseches Yuma, that of Adabrim, Me'inyan HaTshuva, they talk about Tshuva. And a Talmud Chacham asok b'Torah, and a Talmud Chacham should not go ahead and be learning in Torah. A Talmud Chacham should not be delving into his limit of Torah, and by doing that, leaving out the Tfilos and the Slichos that are to be said together with the Tzibur. Ad Kan.